Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
So our company puts out a yearbook every year of everybody that works here.
Yeah, let's face it. There's a lot of people that work here. So this helps to go ahead and remember everybody's name.
Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. But it kind of opens up like the indoor look into their brain of how they actually work. And it's a little bit weird when you think about it.
So what happens is you ask, like, you know, three or four or five, whatever, generic questions. And the thing is most people will put their answers kind of middle of the road. You know what I mean? But it's those other people that just let their guard down for a minute and go, this will be fun. I'll tell the truth.
Exactly.
And then you're like, they're insane.
Exactly. Let's start with Kevin Begley, who you can hear every afternoon here on Star 99.9 and also one of our bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Song that always puts you in a good mood. This is so Kevin Begley. Adventure of a Lifetime.
I've made fun of that song several times in front of him, and I didn't realize that it was like his favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it, and now I'm trying to think about the way that he's looked at me every time I've made fun of that song in front of him.
Well, he takes this to heart because last year he put a Macklemore song,
mm-hmm.
and I made fun of him forever. And
yeah.
I'll continue to make fun of him forever.
Right. How did that work out for you, you know, career wise? 17th co-host.
I'm still,
All right. Yeah,
I'm
so that was
here.
Good. Yeah,
so
good,
like,
Kev.
That's good for Kevin. His was relatively normal. Everybody knows his favorite
because he's
pizza.
The selfie king, though. Like, he knows this stuff. He knows how to do this stuff.
Exactly. But then there's Meg. Meg is our new midday afternoon personality. You can hear her here every day from 10 to 3, who has to be one of the sweetest people in the world.
Very nice person.
Almost too nice to work here, to be honest.
Better than us.
Definitely.
We get it.
But song that always puts you in a good mood.
Congratulations, Meg. You're going to heaven. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Wait. But have you even heard of this song? I couldn't even find a clip of it because no one's ever heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Sturr's Sleep All Day.
I think Meg might be crazy.
Right.
That's the other thing that I'm figuring out is that she's got this really great public persona.
Yep.
It's great, but I think that if you delve a little bit deeper, like look into her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some insanity in those eyes.
So you think that her choosing Sleep All Day by Jimmy Sturr, somebody that we don't even know actually exists?
I just think that, like, maybe Meg has... The other thing is Meg changes her hair color a lot, all right? Like, and I'm not saying, like, highlights or something like that. Like, she changes her entire hair color.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, twice in 1 week.
Wait, but this is...
That I saw
this
one
is
time.
The most inside look into
I
Meg's
think maybe
brain.
She has a double life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The person or band you want to see dead or alive, toss up between Meatloaf, Bruce Springsteen, and Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Seems...
Quite a show.
That's a lot of people that... And like...
Nobody's wearing sleeves at any of those shows.
No.
Meatloaf is sweating a lot.
Yeah. But ironically, it's what happened to you that I have found to be the most entertaining thing that's ever happened.
I just want to say that I like bacon more on my meatloaf. Just...
We're
going to
talk
go
about Raven's selections and the awesome superlative I won. That's coming up next on Star 99.9.
Awesome.
Talking about our yearbooks that came out. Last year, Raven was very upset because the picture they used for him in the yearbook.
Terrible.
He looked like, what were the words that you used?
I mean, I look like an oily, evil dragon or something. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on in there. I look like a piece of chicken sweating under a heat lamp.
He was so upset about it last year, and I almost died this year when I opened up, and they used the same picture.
The same one? I sent them a different photo right to the email that they told me to do so, and in time. I mean, they got the answers from my stuff, so where's the photo?
Maybe they just decided to use the dragon picture again.
Not next year. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to hit the fan now.
So,
all right? I'm not happy.
When you were asked what song puts
it's
you
seriously
in
the worst photo in possession in the entire company of me, right?
It makes me laugh so hard because you're so sad about it. Like, it's fine.
I know, but it doesn't even look like me. This is what people in the company think I look like.
I mean, that is what you look like.
No.
Just not as greasy or green.
Right.
Right.
Those are two pretty big factors, you know? Let's grease you up and make you green.
This is the song that you chose for the song that puts you in the best mood.
Yep. Sugar. Put me in a good mood that day.
By this selection.
No, I like that song.
Maroon 5?
Yeah, I like that song. I'm not a big Maroon 5 fan, but I like that.
I thought that was interesting.
It's got a
dance beat it, I can move to it.
All right.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
Songwriter stuff.
And how about the fact that you want to meet Elvis?
Well, what's the question? Is there a question?
You want to but that? Elvis? Elvis is the person you want
to
meet?
There a question to that? What's,
I don't know.
First off, the question is person, band, dead or alive you want to see.
Right.
Not like see in a hallway, like right. You're going to go see them perform.
See, I said Marilyn Monroe to that because yeah. I want to see
her. She's got
her.
Like what? Two songs.
Well, no, I don't want to see
her. She didn't write
perform.
Mr. President.
I just
okay?
want to meet her. I want to feel like I always felt that people always say that when they were in Marilyn's presence, like you could feel the presence, and I would like to know what that feels like.
Yeah, I think it feels like a 36 double D. You know, like in a hug is what I think it feels like. I mean, I love Marilyn Monroe, but I'm not sure what that would be. Elvis, you know, I don't know, 22 number one hits. Mm. I don't know. It's a little different.
You know what song I picked, though, which I think was the best song in the whole yearbook?
What's that?
Oh,
you and Bernie.
Oh, thank you. Everybody wants to
you
hear
and Bernie
this.
Sanders, this big DMX fans
yeah,
today.
Yeah, this is a party song. That song gets you in a good mood. It's the right mix of anger and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfect. Right. And congratulations on your Master Texter
Thank
Award.
You.
Master Texter
that
Award.
That was the superlative I won.
Which, by the way, you won it because two other people deferred in front of you.
Like, listen.
Both our bosses won it before you.
It's not true.
One of which was like, I don't want it.
It's a lie.
And the other person was like, I won it already a couple times. Move on.
It's my excellent use of Bitmojis. I know when to use Kimmojis, emojis, Bitmojis.
Yes.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game, Raven.
Completely obnoxious. Thank you very much.
I am a master texter.
Yes, you are.
Everybody bow down.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.